Hi, blessed Christmas. It's good to be with you all again. You know, there's this famous musician called Don Moen. You know, he sings many of his songs. He counts himself as an evangelist. So, but he doesn't preach, he sings, right? God is so good, and all those great songs of Moen of the last 20 years. So he said that once he was singing and commenting, singing and commenting, singing. Then when he came to the speaker, the person who was the MC said, "And now for today's speaker," like all that had happened before was not speaking. So he was very upset. He was almost saying like, all that I've been singing about is not the gospel. Now the preacher comes, then that's the gospel. All of that was just preliminary, preparation. So in a sense, as I was listening to the carols that you have chosen, I almost can say, I don't have to preach. All the stanzas are so full, they cover the whole range, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, about the meaning of Christmas, the meaning of the Christian faith, the gospel, and so on. But I will still preach. And you have actually prepared for me and made it easier for me, because all the great carols are so saturated in its strands in the gospel. Once a Russian was saying, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in this, all this Jesus and all that. So a guy said, "Please, do you have any coins in your pocket? Please take it out." So he took it out and he showed, yes. "So what's the problem?" He says, "What's the date there?" He said, "Oh, 1958. He says, "You know what 1958 is?" He said, "I don't know." 1958 is 1,958 years after Christ. I think he must have been shocked that the dating of what they call the Gregorian calendar, which is about 500 years old. I was looking at the Googling. And it is actually coming off from another earlier calendar called the Julian calendar. So, world history has, in a sense, been marked by one person. The title that I gave John to give to you was, "Can one birth be the centerpiece of history?" Can one birth? Muhammad, Buddha, Jesus. And we are saying, yes, one birth, the birth of Jesus, is the centerpiece of history. Everything revolves around it. It was so powerful, nobody even questioned it. Of course, in the last 20 years, those of you who have gone to school, it's no more AD and BC. AD is after Christ, Anno Domini. BC is before Christ. And the marker is who? The birth of Jesus. Nobody questioned this, you know. But I think there's a movement around the world of anti-Christianity. So in the last 10 or 15 or 20 years, those of you who are in school, it's no more called AD and BC. What is it called now? BCE. Before, not Christ, before common era. And ADE is, ACE is, after common era. See, friends, they can't get away from it, you know. They still have to have C, you know. That's the beginning of the word. Instead of Christ, they change it and mute it and take off the significant and put common. I don't know when it was decided, but when I began to see it, I thought to myself, oh my, how much violence is being done against one person in history. Take his name away and mute it. So who is the Christ of this world calendar? You know, according to Christian scripture, Jesus did not plunk all of a sudden drop out of heaven and been born in Bethlehem. There is a kind of preparation going back thousands of years, right? A few thousand years. So I give you a quick sweep of what we call prophetic material predicting all that you sung today about Christ. In the Garden of Eden, we are told in Genesis chapter 3 verse 16, it says this fantastic verse, which can only be understood much, much later when the New Testament came. It says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. He's talking about Jesus. This is called the first gospel message ever preached. It was preached in the Garden of Eden. It's in chapter 3 of Genesis. Chapters 1 to 11 of Genesis is called prehistory, meaning they cannot date it, you see. Only chapter 12, Abraham, they can date, because they can look at the life of Abraham, some of his habits and so on, and find that in the Middle East, he's about 2,500 BC. But 1 to 11 could be 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 years. So that long ago, that what we are celebrating today was already predicted, but in an oblique way, you know, that after this baby had grown up, he was going to achieve something on the cross that you and I sang about. On the cross, he was going to crush his enemy's head. Who is the arch enemy? The devil, the adversary. And what does Satan do? He just bruises his heel, you know. Grazes his heel, just hurts him. Yes, Jesus did suffer on the cross. But Jesus crushed the power of Satan. That's first. Then we go right to the end of the Old Testament. The prophet Micah says in Micah chapter 5 verse 2 that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem. So some people say, must have been just a guess lah. It says here, interestingly, but you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah. Very insignificant place, you know. For from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler of Israel, whose origin is from old, is very old. And John tells us he's the Logos, you know. Never had a beginning. In the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos is Jesus, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. So, did they make a guess that is Bethlehem? Interestingly, it says Bethlehem Ephratah. There are two Bethlehems. And they didn't make a mistake by just saying Bethlehem. They had to be specific of the two Bethlehems in Palestine. It was Bethlehem Ephratah. Next, we are told that this baby will be born of a virgin. What a shocker. How will a virgin give birth to a baby? Verse 14 of Isaiah 7, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Some scholars can't accept it. And then they try to say maybe virgin means young woman who already had some relationships and so on. But it's all been shown by scholastic study that it was very clear that the prophecy 700 years before Christ actually came, that he was going to be a virgin, was picked up by Matthew. And when Matthew was writing, he used a Greek word called parthenos, which is very clearly a woman who has not lived with a man.